Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Congressman Jeff Miller, he is a congressman from the state of Florida, and he represents the panhandle area of Florida. But he is standing up quite often and representing America, representing the VA. You see him fighting for behalf of all of our veterans in America and having good services, and he's doing a great job in that. But you know, you want to find out what your congressman's saying in regards to ISIS. Our president went on foreign soil and said, you know, things about our Congress that made Congress look bad. And he said specifically, according to Congressman Jeff Miller, that our president said that Congress is talking about, Congress is saying, the president is saying that the Congress is, says we're actually fighting against Muslims. And they specifically say, they say, in this interview, and you'll see him in this interview, Ash Carter, that he has no record of that Congress ever saying that. It's like our president went across in foreign soil and started that. As a matter of fact, this is an interview with Congress, Congressman Jeff Miller, speaking to Secretary of Defense Ash Carter about ISIS and this issue. Let's take a look.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Secretary, who does it feel like we're at war with?
ISIL and its accompanying, and by the way, I wasn't speaking of myself, and I don't use this word lightly. I'm talking to the troops who are involved in it, Congressman. So I think that's who feels that they're at war.
No, I understand, but who's the enemy?
The enemy is ISIL and associated groups, extremists.
Have you ever heard any member of Congress say we're at war with Muslims?
No.
Why would the president on foreign soil last week say that, quote, GOP's rhetoric has become the most potent recruitment tool for the militant group? Why would he say that?
I can't say. I'm not familiar with that quote by the president. What I do know the president has said in the past, which is obviously true, is that we recognize that this is not Islam per se that stands behind the Islamic State. It is a particular group of very radical extremists, and that's an important distinction to make. I've always heard the president make that distinction.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. I don't even think he uses the word radical extremists. But I think it's pretty disingenuous when he makes this into a political football, using language on foreign soil that has never been said for political purposes. This committee tries not to do that, and I think the president should do the exactly same thing. He also said that we're gaining, and you did as well, that we're gaining back ground, that ISIS has taken, and that it's diminishing their recruiting capacity, implying that it's harder for them to recruit fighters. So my question is it a bigger recruiting tool for attacks like Paris or expanding their territory? Because the president has said and others have implied that as the area shrinks, it's harder for them to recruit and they are losing fighters.
I'll start, and then the chairman can pitch in. I do think that attacks like Paris are aimed at and probably have some effect on recruiting to the cause people worldwide who observe that. Young radicals, we've had some in our own country who have watched the television, been on the internet. Within Syria and Iraq, recruiting for fighters on the ground there, we are trying to dry up that supply of recruits, both by making it harder to get into Syria and by destroying them when they're there, as well as the ultimate, which is to create local forces and a local system of governance that is more attractive to people than joining these violent extremists. Chairman?
Congressman, I believe that what ISIL is trying to do is again, advance a narrative of inevitable success and invincibility. And so I'd expect that they will do two things. One, continue to grab territory and establish the caliphate, and also conduct external operations that will incentivize others to join the movement and also attract resources to the movement.
General, which do you think they will focus on? Will they do it simultaneously, regaining territory or increasing broader attacks here and other places?
Congressman, I think they're the ultimate opportunists, and they will take advantage of all of the above whenever the opportunity presents itself.
Thank you. Yield back.
When you think about Congress, it's so important to understand, because this has been taken away from us. That's you. That's your representative. When somebody appears before Congress, General, Secretary of Defense, and Congressman Jeff Miller questions them, that's you questioning them. This is representative government. That's not that thing in Washington, D.C. He is calling them to account and saying, listen, where did you hear anything about, and he's talking about in Congress, people that are, they're all politicians. If you're a congressman or a senator, they ran for office. Congressman Jeff Miller is of the 1st District, Congressional District in Florida, and he is speaking on your behalf, and he's asking the question, when did you ever hear this? And he said, we haven't heard that. And he's talking about, why would you want to, our president, why would he say that on foreign soil? And he's saying, you know, I don't know. But the thing about it, we're all human beings, it's logical. It's like, he's the one that's stirring that up. And it's like, what are you doing in the context? And I appreciate Congressman Jeff Miller taking his time to be able to ask those questions right there. And I appreciate, you know, Secretary of Defense, Ash Carter, you know, standing up and just being real about this whole thing. But the truth is, you know, we got to come together as a country. We got to come together under, you know, E Pluribus Unum. Though we're many, we're one. When people start taking apart our United States Constitution, we start taking apart everything, because that is the very thing that says Washington, D.C. can exist. It's the very thing that says we can have a president, a Congress, a Senate, Supreme Court justices, equal powers of justice, that Florida or Georgia or Alabama could be represented in Washington, D.C. That's all Constitution. And so when somebody begins to make war against our own fundamental principles, like going to foreign soil and stirring up the enemies of our country, it's not a good thing. But I thank God, and I want to encourage you to support those who represented you, like Congressman Jeff Miller, and thank him for taking that stand to be able to ask the tough questions, because ISIS has been spreading around the globe, and we're finding out some specific things that are taking place in the Middle East. It seems like somebody had some plans for that, almost like they want to be able to take down and topple the leadership of Syria, as we'll be talking about in a future program, how Turkey and Saudi Arabia and a lot of the Arab nations are coming together to be able to, not to destroy ISIS, but to be able to topple Assad in Syria. What's really going on? What's happening? Is the world being organized with these Saul Alinsky-type tactics? It really looks like it. But I want to encourage you. Many are the plans in man's hearts, but it's God's plans that always prevail.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. We'll